Who are all first time here? First timers? More than 5 times? More than 5 times. Okay. More than 10 times? Good. So why I ask this? In those days, we used to prepare ourselves to have a meeting with Baba. You remember? More silence on the day of Bab Dada meet, totally silence. Maybe having our good time in solitude or silence, or in Baba's room, or churnings, full day and evening, we are ready to meet Bab Dada in the corporeal world, in this world. But now, it's just like opposite way. How Bab Dada used to come from soul world and then subtle region and then corporeal world. So now it's our turn to set our stage in subtle world and then listen to Baba's words. Isn't it? Or still we are in corporeal world, we can enjoy just video or Murli. What do you think? We need to set our mind in subtle form and then we can experience Bab Dada's meet, right? No? Yes? Yes, okay. So what preparation we are doing for that? It's okay, my father is coming to my place and meeting me. For that, I am preparing myself also in more silence or more introverted. And now I need to go to my father's place, or my vision, my intellect should be there and my ears should listen words. So we need preparation or not? We are experts. So that way Baba always says in the Murli, Maya is not less. Maya gives you so many colorful toys to divert our intellect. So if I am working hard to visit Madhuban once in a year and I am spending my valuable time in Madhuban for a week or 10 days, that is the 10 days or week or 4 days, whatever you are spending, that time you need to accumulate the power for another 1 year. Isn't it? So first I need to realize how much valuable my time and my money to visit here, which I am spending a ticket or traveling, anything. Am I giving that much value or attention on my own thing, my own time? That is the first. And then, how much I am giving attention on meeting with Supreme. So that's why Dadi Janaki, after 100 years also, she used to say, who am I? Who am I belong to? What I want to do? In any one of us, ask at least one time every day. We ask ourselves one time in every day, who am I? Who am I belong to? What I want to do? Why I am here? What is my vision? What is my aim and object? Or at least what I want from Baba or Yajna? We ask ourselves. So, by seeing us, how much wonder he will get. So I used to say always, like whenever we listen Murli, be in that form. Like today Bab Dada said, by seeing children's, meeting them as their fortunes like shining star on the forehead. So just be in that form. Yes, Bab Dada is seeing my fortune on my forehead. It's like shining star or shining lines. So whatever, okay, as I took birth, God himself put tilak on my forehead. Can I feel it? So by listening to it, just feel that, yes, God himself putting tilak. A fortune maker making my fortune. I have proud of myself, or that much intoxication I have. Just like for children, if mother or father put tilak or give a lovely hug, they feel it, right? We are all feel it. At some point, we are all also children, right? So that memorable moment, what I feel. So now, how can I feel with Bab Dada meet? So each day, whenever, maybe you are listening for 10 minutes, fine, no problem. But that 10 minutes, listen with being that form, experiencing just Baba sitting in front of me and telling or speaking. So that is one technique I always enjoy, the Murli. And after 1 year being in this knowledge, or 2 years, or 5 years, or 10 years, really we get some ego of self, of our skills, of our talent, of our planning, and maybe I ignore some. Maybe I turn my face from some. Maybe I refuse. So, from 3-4 days, Baba also mentioning about ego of body, ego of skills in today's Murli as well yesterday Murli. So I'm thinking the ego, the layers, it's like a cabbage. When you open and open and open, inside nothing. So at the end of the day, I feel nothing. Nothing inside. Of course, at that time, I feel very much. So, at the end of the day, I am hollow, nothing inside, like a cabbage. But, if really I want to break my ego, how I will do? You all have an experience, right? At some point, at some day, in Baba's service, or in your own jobs, in your own professions, how you break your ego? Anyone want to share? If I am scolding someone, or I am giving instructions, or I am giving deep words to my junior, it's fine, I am giving, because I have responsibility to take care of it. After that, within a minute or two, can I speak with them? That's why Baba says, don't forget your childhood days. In childhood, we fight, we quarrel, and the next moment, we are fine. We play, we talk, we eat. Right? In school days? We don't keep in our mind or heart to take revenge or keep hatred with or keep the matter in my mind, and if I get chance then I will show the same thing what they shown me. In childhood we never do that, right? So if nothing is in my heart or in my mind, in the next moment I will behave as natural. So that time I am breaking my ego. If someone scold me, no matter, fine. In next moment, can I speak with them, with him or her, with the same love, same attitude or same behavior? That time, I am breaking my ego. So, in profession, offices also, if your boss is saying something, or you are a boss, you are saying something, in the next moment, see them with love, talk with them with love. That is breaking the ego and telling them, that's only at that moment when you did wrong. After all, fine, we are all crossing the same roots. And we become moral support for maybe my boss or my juniors. That time I am breaking the ego. That's why Brahma Baba's famous 3 words. Nirakari, Nirvikari and Nirahankari. So Dadiji used to say, you have a renunciation of renunciation. So what does it mean? Even I don't feel I renunciated something. No. Behalf of that I am getting a 10 times or 100 times more. It may be happiness, it may be cleanliness, it may be relationships, it may be joy, it may be position. It may be worryless stage, like most of you are working, so we surrender here. I renunciated, but now I no need to worry. For clothes, for food, for accommodation, for electricity, for water bill, nothing I don't want to worry. If suppose I am in a job, how much I have responsibilities. So, one thing I renunciated, so many things I am getting as a fortune, as a blessings, as a privilege. So in front of this, the renunciation is nothing. If I realize. So that's why Dadiji used to say, you need to have a renunciation of renunciation. That's why Baba said in Murli, yesterday Murli, Baba surrender himself with everything. He never talk about how much money I will to this yajna. He ever said it? This much my property. He never thought it, even his thoughts. Once he surrendered, that's it. In any Murli, Baba never talk about it. So he realized how much I am getting back for that. So in front of his fortune, what he surrendered, he felt nothing, like shells. So that realization, when I see myself, when I sit with myself, when I talk to myself, then I can realize. Otherwise, I won't. Even simply after a couple of years, even we don't do traffic controls. We don't stop in traffic controls. Isn't it? That time I feel, okay, it's okay, I can do something. Silently. Maybe I think I can do karma yoga. No need to stop. If someone is arguing or I am arguing with someone, can I put a dot within a minute, a couple of minutes? So, if I am doing efforts for that, then immediately my intellect says, yes, you are arguing for waste, nothing, just put a dot. So immediately I say, okay, fine, whatever happened, dot. Don't think about it, I don't think about it. So how many times we apply full stop the whole day. It's simple things. And Baba gives us open challenge. While, for what he gives open challenge? Open challenge for us in remembrance. What he gives? I got that challenge. Maybe you don't got it. Eat with remembrance. Right? Even Brahma Baba said, Brahma Baba used to share his experience in Murlis. Even he is sitting next to me while I am taking food. After 2-3 mouths, I forget. I sleep. Baba say, I have so many responsibilities on my head, but you don't have anything. So in practically when we are in Madhuban, we don't have any responsibilities, right? We have any? No. So there is 100% chance to we can eat with his remembrance. So how much we try? Then we excuse ourselves, gives, okay, it's okay, we will meet. Here only we will meet. I give excuse for myself, okay, in whole day I am in department, in lunch and breakfast and dinner only I met others. That time I can talk. So these are my ego. I am satisfying my ego. I am refusing Baba, isn't it? We have company or seeing whole life in centers, in village or in home. We have time. But we especially make a time, spend a time here in Madhuban. So whatever I want, I get it here. At present moment. If I am interested in ordinary things, I will get it. In those days, dadis and seniors used to put shield around us to not attracted by that. Like when we are babies, we are children, motherly care protect us with so many things. After growing up, they don't give that much protection for us. We need to take care of ourselves. So now that is the time we need to take care of ourselves. We've grown up. We're all grown up or not? Still babies. So am I protecting my real self? How much I am protecting? When we get some infection, that time we blame the time, we blame the place, we blame the organizers, or we blame the committee, or we blame myself. Oh, always happens with me. So, where is the leakage? The protection I am not giving. We very much enjoy the picnic and dance and songs and colorful things, but how much I enjoy this silence. That way Dadi Janaki always says, if you keep silence, don't feel that today I am silence, I can't talk. People will tease, people will talk, I can't reply. No. You need to enjoy the silence. Today, I am in silence. I will enjoy. How the deaf and dumb people, whole life they are like. Right? We are only one day or two or three max. So in those days, we used to keep silence for 20 days, a month, a 45 days, a working with workers as well. So, where I am going, I need to check. That why in medically they say every day how much your age, minimum that much minutes sit with yourself. That is the psychological parameters. Sit with self, sit with nature. Nowadays in America they are encouraging with sit with cows, sit with animals, especially cow. In farms, you need to book, you need to pay money, you feed them, you can touch them, and you can sit with them. So that thing brings some change in psychological, maybe stress relief or the touch, the environment, making something change in your brain. So in research, if one person in one day, couple of times, do 1 minute meditation, that 1 minute meditation bring change in the brain mapping. So nowadays there is so much research going on in meditation or techniques or silence or healthy food. But Baba kept easily everything like simple way. Isn't it? How I think, how I feel, how to do job, how to do work, how to do things, how to get up, how to sleep, everything for us like princess and prince. But am I valuing it? That is the question. Couple of days before, I am listening to Jagdish Bhai class. How many people know Jagdish Bhai? Quite a few, okay. If you really want to feel what is Brahmin life, what is value of Baba, what is value of Murli, listen to his classes. He say, we keep self-respect. God is companion. God is my companion. He say, of course, God is your companion. Is your companion to God? Or I deserve that company? He is with me, of course. He promises. But I am with him. So simply check, if I want to sit next to God, what qualities, what principles, what discipline I need to have? So these are all a subtle ego layers in my intellect or mind. I am sitting in front of Baba and I am listening songs. Baba will say, go and listen in silence. Why you are sitting in front of me? If someone is sitting with you and he is listening to something else, so what you will say? You want to talk with me or you want to listen? You go and listen. Why are you wasting my time? Isn't it? You don't say that? Still you are sitting and looking to him, how he is listening, what he is listening. So what Baba will do, if I am listening to music or songs, of course, it is good, but what's the time? I am sitting in front of God and I am listening. So God will say, okay, enjoy yourself, I go to next. Who is next? Come. Isn't it? Or, I am sitting in Baba's room and writing a letter. To Baba, of course, to Baba. Fine. Why I am sitting there? If you want a leave from your job, you are going to sit in front of manager and take a paper and write the letter or type the email? No. He will say, why you are sitting here? Go to your chair. Why you are in my cabin? Go to your chair and write or type and send it to me. So I am sitting in front of God, I am writing a letter. So these simple things take away our joy, our happiness of meeting with God, or the joy of companionship. So I need to think. Then we will complain, oh, in meditation I don't get any experience. Maybe this much only. Even I am not listening to him, how can I get experience? Last year when I was in Toronto, Mohini Ben is offering bhog to Baba. When she went to subtle region, Baba giving drishti filled with love, and Mohini Ben is seeing, taking drishti, and Baba's eyes got wet. And when she is sharing that message with us, and she is asking all of us and asking herself also, why not I get wet or moisture in my eyes? That love. Baba can get that by seeing me are giving drishti with love. His eyes become wet. What is the last time my eye become wet by seeing Baba or remembering Baba? Mohini Ben is saying, that much I become a subject, a stubborn. Even I can't show my love as a wet moisture in my eyes. So, how I am expressing my love to him? So you remember, any time your eyes get moisture or wet sitting in Baba's remembrance? So how many times you get goosebumps, pimples when you see Baba's room, when you sit in Baba's room, when you listen his words in Murli? So these are all things which I lose easily with my ego of intellect, ego of body conscious. Today Baba said body conscious is still less, but bodily ego is more dangerous. So how many you are like ice cream? We scream for ice cream, right? We love it. Look at our faces, how it's glow by listening that name. So when Baba says, sweet, sweet children, by listening to it, my face glows, or just I am listening to words? If God himself saying, lovely, lovely children, you are sitting in my heart throne. Today Baba said, right? He given heart. So, my face glows. So these are all the things with we easily experience that joy. Otherwise, if we do meditation, of course, you feel happiness, you feel silence, but we don't feel power. If we want to feel that power, then I need the connection of love. That's Baba said yesterday's Murli. How much you remember me with love, that much you get connection or current. Anyone is here from military, army, training? No? No one. Anyone know about army training? Couple of them. You know, in army training, they give an electric shock, how much you tolerate. So here, we get current. The energy, that is tolerance, they are checking how much I can tolerate or how much I can be silent when they give electric shock. But here, that is my energy, isn't it? That's what I am looking for. That's what I want. That's why I traveled to here, to Madhuban. Even some of you very busy in your jobs, in your responsibilities, maybe you make time 5 minutes, 10 minutes for Baba's room every day. So how much intense you have in that 5 minutes or 10 minutes. So if we heard one company gives half price sale in 1 hour, what we do? We run for it, right? For half price we are running, we are queuing. I am going through the news. Couple of days before, in London, one company selling fish and chips breakfast for 75 pence. So it usually is £7.50. At that day they are giving only 75 pence. The queue is very long. They are saying 2 hours, 3 hours they are standing for that breakfast to get within 75 pence. So for God, how much I am valuing it for meeting with Him, for getting power from Him. So if every time I ask, I talk, then only my intellect can recognize, yes, this is my ego and I need to break it. And I need to work on it. In next moment, I need to talk with them. I need to say sorry, or something we need to do to break it. Maybe sometimes we have different opinions and we argue, and okay, what we do for next? Okay, take toli and give to everyone. At least our relationship will become normal. So at least I break my ego by giving toli to them, or offer water at least. So it is very, very essential to talk with self. That way Baba always says, Murli, and he teach how to talk with self and how to talk with Baba. So once there was a conference in Shantivan. Dadi Gulzar was chairperson at that day. Sorry. So they forgot to put chair on the stage, and they forgot nameplate as well. So those days she is not quite well, so maybe they thought she don't come or something. They thought, and there is no chair and there is no name board on the stage. So when Dadi came, so if it happens with me, with us, what is our thoughts? Check. If someone is inviting you, there is no chair and no one to receive, what is my thought? In center, okay, it's fine. Sister called you and center is locked, and you are standing in front of the door. What do you feel? What is your thoughts? And Nilubhayan brought Dadi on stage, and Nilubhayan is telling to Dadi, Dadi, there is no chair for you, and no, there is no name. Dadi said, there is plenty chairs, no? Bring one chair and put it there. Space is there. And again Nilubhayan is saying, Dadi, they didn't kept chair for you. Dadi says, yes, I listened it. There is plenty chairs. Bring one chair, I can sit. Again third time she is saying, When third time she said, that is it, I understand, okay. So, it's simple. Even she don't know why they, what is the meaning, not keep chair on stage for me. So, that much innocence, or that much positive, or that much taking easy the things or situation. So now I would like, there is 10 minutes to 12. So, can we sit with Baba and see myself and ask myself why I am here, what I deserve, how much I value? And Baba said, go beyond from body. Refresh your body and settle with chair for 10 minutes, no movements, and we are leaving this body. We are ready to leave this body? Today Baba asked, no, we are all ever ready? So adjust yourself, sit comfortably for 10 minutes. We are going to leave all our bodies. So try to go beyond this world. Take yourself. Feel that Baba is here. Take me with him to subtle region. By seeing him, can I express my love? After 5,000 years, I am meeting him. As a father, see what the things pulling you from that experience. Leave the body. Take out conscious from your body. Make it free. Hold the Baba's finger. And fly. and I feel his canopy. Can I feel his touch? Can I feel that Fortune Maker is with me as my father? He is showering me with his power. So enjoy the things and make a time for solitude, a yoga for silence, and make your mind for experience. So this is the time for holier. Okay? Om Shanti.
Does anyone have any questions? You have time for 5 minutes? Yeah.
Om Shanti. We miss you, Abhiram Bhai. Come back to London. My question is, you know, during meal times, I love to eat in silence. But here, I meet people that I have not seen for a year, 2 years, 5 years. So the least I can do is to say, hello, how are you? Not to have a big conversation, but at least to say hello. So how do you find the balance between greeting them, acknowledging them, and having silence with Baba, eating with Baba?
So if I ask same question with you, so what is your answer? So before lunch, you can have a good chat and make them also a part of your experience. And after finishing meal, you can sit half an hour, no problem. Okay.
Any more questions?
So there is no important more than God. Okay, don't ignore, don't avoid. So make them also your a part of experience. And of course you can talk with them. Then you can start your lunch or breakfast or dinner. Yes, brother.
Thank you. It's a very interesting topic. In the morning I was reflecting and the question came to increase, because we are in the world of talky world, connecting with the people, it's easy, and interact with the people. But to connect, you aptly said the connection of come through the silence. But to increase the interest to go into that silence, and the result of that experience. So when I see the definition of Raja Yoga, I heard that is consider yourself to be soul and remember the Supreme Soul and all your sins of your previous birth, and this will be burnt. So that is a very interesting area to know that our sins are burnt. But how we experience that our sins are burning, and to make it more, because when we go into silence and spend time, we think that sometime, it's not, the output is not there, but we can read something or we can have a chat with someone to understand more knowledge and all. But how we can ensure or practically see that experience. Yeah. Thank you.
Very nice. In this talky world, of course we are all make sound. Still, we keep silence, we keep solitude, we keep our own time. In your job, how much you talk? Whatever profession, no problem. Or you are a sales representative, fine. Or you are a cashier, fine. After doing your job, you make time to set all the feedbacks, answers, or report you are giving to your company, right? If I am doing job, if anybody comes to talk, we will say, I am doing job, I am busy, I can't talk now, right? In the same way, I need to enjoy that silence. Maybe inside a fear or ego, these two breaks our silence. If I don't talk, people will think something else, or they will talk about me, or the truth comes out. That why we always talk and talk and talk. If mothers will have an experience, if mother taking a child, what is she talking with him, with the baby? The feel, the love, the protection, safety. Both are feeling, right? There is no talk. Even you talk, it won't understand. But it feel the vibration. So, I need to feel, I need to create that bond with God. If then only I get that current, a power. So through that I burn my sins, then I feel light. That is used to give this example. If what is the proof or signs that I burning my sins, my sanskars will become lighter, my sanskars I can overcome easily, and I feel light, I feel more happy. That is the proof that I am burning my sin. Okay? It makes sense? Yeah. In this talky world, whatever innovation happened, all in silence. Maybe it's Steve Jobs or Einstein or Zuckerberg, anyone, you can go to their experiences before they starting work. They spend a month in ashram with gurus. And when they do job, they are always in silence. And whatever they made innovation, at the end they felt, I did the worst thing in the world. And they realized, maybe it's an innovation of phone, the innovation of TV, whoever, at the end he regretted for his children. He don't allow to see the TV. Everything in multimedia you can see, read and listen their experiences, what they felt. But we proud on ourselves, right? We proud? We are happy for us? You are all happy for yourself? So that's the difference. We are creating, we are establishing new world. They are also doing. The difference is that. Okay? दे दो माइक, दे दो चाय तो उधर, या पढ़ दो. इवन वी हैव अ लैंग्वेज, ईगो ऑफ लैंग्वेज ऑल्सो. समटाइम्स वी शेयर इन अवर ओन लैंग्वेज इन अ गैदरिंग और समवेयर. लुक एट बाबा, अवेक बाबा दादा, इवन ही इज स्पीकिंग विद दादीज in front of us. Even he is giving any suggestions or corrections in front of us, in whole gathering, in front of whole gathering. Maybe 0.01% they took away the mic sometimes, but everything else is in front of us. So it's really for me, yes. It's a big question. Why we fell asleep in meditation? We all fell asleep, don't worry, not only you. So in scientific way, in Raj Yoga meditation, especially in Brahma Kumari's Raj Yoga meditation, we use our brain power fully to visualize, to experience, to feel, and being in that company. So, in whole day, Baba gives a plan for us. Sleep 8 hours, do job 8 hours, and remember me 8 hours. So, we need to give a rest to our mind also, our body. If I don't give rest, it will take rest when the important meeting is there. Right? If I don't look after my PA, what he will do? In a meeting, he will disappear. Right? If I don't listen to my PA, I don't respect my PA, what he will do? So this body also a chariot. Don't become health conscious, but but take care of this chariot also. I will always say, and I experience that also, we spend or we waste our time in ordinary things more and more. Like she asked, I need to say hello, hi, after meeting, after 1 year or 2 years. Whole world come together in Madhuban only. So at that time, with 1 second drishti, can explain many things instead of 1 hour talk. You give a hug, it explains plenty of things. You give drishti, you give smile. But what is the quality of conversation? We all know. Even in phone, one thing I need to say, so how much time I take to finish the call. That why in today's Murli Baba said, today's or yesterday's, there is no plenty of negative or bad, but ordinary things, we are wasting our energy. It's good getting a tears of joy. Good. Eyes will clean and you feel more. It's fine. But when your child always crying, what do? You give a tissue, a handkerchief, a hanky, but he is hugging you, he is sitting with you, he is eating with you, he is spending time with you. It's fine, sometimes crying also fine, but more a feeling, right? So with Baba also, when I meet Baba, oh Baba, after 5,000 years I am meeting you. Oh, I am meeting you after 5,000 years. Baba say, it's fine, yes, I know. One time is enough, two times is enough. Okay, three times is enough. You are saying it always, then what? Then he will think nothing else in your heart or in your mind to talk with him. If a president has given you an appointment to meet you, what do? What is your plans? Or just meeting. Oh, it is grateful to meet you. Grateful to meet you. I thank you. Only that thing? or just you cry with happiness, oh, I am meeting the president today, fine, oh, that's a great opportunity, only that thing? What is next? So you need to move on to that. Yes, I have love, I have appreciation, but what is next? I have cry for Baba, fine, but what is next? That is not only one thing. So plan it. Okay? Thank you.
Om Shanti.